Welcome to Warrior Softball Field for game two of this doubleheader between the Stanislaus State Warriors and the East Bay Pioneers. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and in game one, we saw a 4-3 victory to the East Bay Pioneers. Now following it up as Alexandria Yaya Himes goes into the circle to start it off for the Warriors and pitching to McKenna Beach. Or rather, Marley Hogue behind the plate. Beach was at catcher in game one, but now Hogue has taken over behind the plate. Yaya Himes, 7-4 win-loss record in 14 appearances, a 2.3 ERA. Count is 2-1 for the leadoff batter, Quaylar. Pops this one foul. It could have been reached, but no one able to get there in time. Quaylar, four at-bats. She had one hit, two runs, an RBI. Left on base once in game one. This one down in the dirt. Full count, 3-2 for Quayla. Himes gets her to swing, pops this one up into right field, being tracked down, and the catch is made. Maggie Pike in right field, able to get underneath it. The wind blowing into Warrior Softball Field. You can see on the stream the flags in the background moving quite well. But Pike tracks it into the glove, 4-1. Next to bat, it's Gomez. Contact over to short, throw made over. Easy for the Warrior infield. Two quick ones against the Pioneers, and now following up, it's Morales. Jasmine Morales, the junior out of Fullerton, played at Sunny Hills High School, went on to Orange Coast College before her time with East Bay. 0-1 as she swings and makes in contact, foul on the first pitch from Yaya. The 0-1 gets the bottom for a strike. That's number two. Two outs. Swings, checks over. Babasa in the glove and then over to first. Making the catch is Katrina Rodriguez. Three up, three down to start for East Bay. The Warriors are up next. Cal State East Bay in game one of the doubleheader put up two runs in the first inning, but Yaya Himes inside the pitching circle only facing three batters. It was a flyout as the leadoff hitter for Quaylar. Ground out to shortstop from Gomez, and then Morales grounded it out to second, which puts the Warriors now up to the plate. Montes de Oca is the bottom of the order in game one. Now she heads to the top, followed up by Babasa and Bridgman. Warriors played from behind the entirety of game one. able to score three unanswered runs, but it just wasn't enough to tie it up or take the lead against East Bay when they needed it the most. So here's Montes de Oca. First pitch is a ball. Montes de Oca had two at-bats, one run in game one. Goes bunt. Montes de Oca gets it to drop down a couple feet in front of the circle, and she's safe at first. Beats out the throw. That now brings up Malia Babasa. Had three at-bats, two hits, two runs. Inside the circle for Cal State East Bay is Jaden Gamble, the right-handed pitcher with a 7-4 win-loss record in 17 appearances, rather. Another one dribbled down in front of the plate. Babasa unable to get to first, but the sack bunt will take Montes de Oca over to second. Now it's Caitlin Bridgman's turn. The fifth inning of game one had a single RBI that brought Babasa in for a run. There were two outs, a full count. Bridgman able to make that contact, ripped right over third base, putting the Warriors in great position as the game went on, but unfortunately, offense just couldn't pick up after that. 0-1 to start it off. Bridgman gets underneath it. This is popped up. Catcher trying to track it down, and that goes just about. Marissa Farias behind the plate in Game 2's battle. Here's the 0-2. Outside. Montes de Oca on second. Not forced to go. Bridgman on the 1-2. Got it in there. Jaden Gamble with their first strikeout. Now Marley Hogue will make her way to the plate. Hogue had three at-bats, one hit, left on base twice in game one. Here, Montes de Oca ahead of her, two outs. Hogue watches the first. There's a strike one. Hogue, a little bit of contact, drops straight into the glove of third baseman Genevieve Campos. Four batters up for Stan State. Nettings will be the first to bat when they return to the plate. But right now, it's the Pioneers' turn. Carrillo, Mercado, and Porto up next. Stanislaus State Warriors softball in Turlock on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. Through the first inning, no runs scored. Warriors were able to earn a hit, but nothing to show from it from that point on. Montes de Oca was left on second after the pop out from Hogue to third base. But now it's the top of the second with the East Bay Pioneers back to play. Carrillo is first. Thought about it, but not going to take a chance. One ball, no strikes. Carrillo had three at-bats in game one, earned a run, and knocks this one to the ground to left field. That'll be a single for Carrillo with East Bay's first hit. Mercado, the left-handed batter, up to the plate. Mercado, three at-bats, two hits, one strikeout. Game one against Camarino. Now facing Yaya Hines. Fouls off the first, 0-1. Mercado goes for the bunt, pops it straight up, tracked down. Hogue will get it in the glove. Carrillo will stay put at first. Mercado pops it up to Hogue with an easy catch behind the plate. Quick meeting at the pitching circle for Stan State. One out in the top of the second. Runner on first for Cal State East Bay. Gordo is at the plate for the Pioneers. On deck, it's Arias. Porto, three at-bats, one hit, one RBI. That was all in game one. Gallo's pitch is outside ball one. Contact is made, but fouled out down the first baseline. Carrillo remains on first with the 1-1 count. Porto at the plate. Yaya gets another one in there. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Got her to swing. A strikeout. Porto heads back to the dugout as Yaya Hines delivers strike three. Two outs in the top of the second. Carrillo remains on first after her single into left field. Arias faces 1-0. Pops one down to the dirt. Hines, a quick flick to first. And that is out three, facing four batters in this inning, but not allowing any runs with one left on base. We go back to the Warrior offense with Nettings, Camarena, and Rodriguez. Warriors defense. And Yahya Himes able to do some work, leaving one on base, facing four batters, but their offense is back up now. Mettings at the plate, Camarena in the on-deck circle, and Rodriguez to follow. A 1-0 start as Gamble puts it outside the zone. Mettings will watch it go by and catch the outside. The 1-1, Gamble. Two balls, one strike as that one nearly catches the elbow of Mettings. Mettings contact right back to Gamble. That's an easy throw made for out one. Camarena now. Pitch from Gamble under the zone. 1-0. Camarena watches another one, but that time it finds it. One ball, one strike, one out. Back-to-back, one ball, two strikes. Low and outside, evens it up at two apiece. Camarena fouls one off. A 2-2 from Gamble. Caught a piece of it, had to chase after it. Gamble again with the 2-2. Camarena chases after, gets there early, and fouls it off again. Two, Camarena, this time in fair play, and it escapes shortstop. Camarena gets the first. Single into left field for Camarena. Rodriguez is to the plate, Salas on deck. Rodriguez bunts it down, and that is foul. Oh, 1 for Rodriguez. too far inside. 1-1. Gamble winds. Rodriguez stays put. 2-1. Solid contact. Center field. Backpedaling. It's going to stay in the grass. Camarena winds second. Running through third. Trying to get back home. She'll get there safely. It's a double with an RBI from Rodriguez. Deep center field. Rodriguez with perfect contact. Camarena with ease. Able to run down the third baseline through home plate, and the Warriors are ahead 1-0. Now Rodriguez in scoring position for Salas to make her way to the plate, facing Jaden Gamble for the first time. Salas had one at-bat in game one when she took over for Montes de Oca midway through the battle. Starts off with a 1-0 count. Shows bunt, brings it back, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Rodriguez on second. Salas pulls the bat back, but it doesn't matter. It's through the zone for Gamble, 2-1. The 2-1. Swung at this one. This is not fair. Took a second for the umpire to make the call and throw the hands up. Two balls, two strikes, one out. In the bottom of the second, the Warriors one run ahead after Rodriguez's double into center field that brought in the RBI of Camarena. Dallas watches another go by, full count. Full count pitch in the dirt. Salas will go over to first. And now two runners on with only one out. That takes us to the bottom of the order. Maggie Pike. East Bay. They had Quintero pitch a complete game in the first game of the doubleheader. Right now, a mound visit. Pioneers and the Warriors wondering what's going to happen next. Looks like Gamble is going to stay in the pitching circle. Just a quick conversation. Two runners on, first and second. Rodriguez is on second. Salas is on first after the walk. And Maggie Pike at the bottom of the order showing bunt with just one out in the bottom of the second. Gamble winds. Ball one. The 1-0 goes for the bunt. Dribbles down. They go over three. She's safe. The bunt and the fielder's choice was a force out at any base. And yet now the bases are loaded as we go back to the top of the order for Montes de Oca. Rather, it looks like they're going to bring Nagy Pike back to the plate for an illegally batted ball. So instead of the bases being loaded, the runner's on first and second with a 1-1 count. Pike goes back to the bunt, dribbles it down. They'll go to first this time. And the other two runners advance to second and third. So with the sack bunt, leads to two outs atop the order for Montes de Oca. Montes de Oca with runners in scoring position, batting .455. Leads the team, knocks this one down the third baseline and just reams past the white line. One-one. Montes de Oca lets it go underneath. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Rodriguez on third, Salas on second. First base is empty. Montes de Oca puts it right back in the same place. Two's across, two balls, two strikes, two out. More contact made, dribbling over towards second. The force out at first will be out three. Two runners left on base for the Warriors, but they still have that 1-0 lead over the Cal State East Bay Pioneers.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Top of the third, East Bay playing from behind. The Warriors have a 1-0 lead. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and to start for the Pioneers, leading off in the top of the third is Campos, averaging .474 as the leadoff batter. Yaya Hines inside the circle gets here to swing at this one, gets underneath. 0-1. Campos let it fly by outside, 1-1. Checks out the low one to shortstop, throw made over, got it. One quick out to start the third. Bottom of the order, it's blocked. two at-bats in game one, struck out one time. One oh block, backs off, strike one. One ball, one strike, one out. Hines winds, gets her to swing, got to it early. 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Block. Let's it go again. Even at two apiece. Here's the 2-2 from Hines. Got her to swing. Strike three. Second strikeout. Pitched by Yaya Hines. Two down in the top of the third, and now to the top of the order. Cuellar had a fly out to right field to start out the game. Hines gets it in the zone. Contact foul down the third baseline. Cuellar in the hole, 0-2. Here's the 0-2. High and inside, 1-2. Swings at this, back in the right field, tracked down. Got it in the glove for out three. Three up, three down for the Pioneers in the top of the third. The Warriors still lead 1-0. It's the Warriors up with Babasa, Bridgman, and Hope.
We're all fascinated places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flo College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, and it's the bottom of the third. Warriors leading 1-0. They earned three hits in the first two innings. Now up for them is Babasa. Babasa checks it down, gets past shortstop and into the outfield. Babasa, a single. Bridgman is up now for the Warriors. He struck out last time in the first inning. 2-0 start for Bridgman. Two balls, one strike. Two-1, Bridgman lets it go underneath. 3-1. Bridgman, a little bit of room, the 3-1, but now it goes full as Gamble finds the outside. Bridgman has to swing at it. Foul. Will swing again, but solid contact here. Fortunately, got to it early. Bridgman into right field, hooking towards the foul line, and the play will be made by the Pioneers, right fielder Jenna Porta. So a fly out from Bridgman. Babasa remains on first after her single that grounded past shortstop into center field. Following Bridgman, it's Hogue. She had a pop out to third in her first at bat, playing catcher on the defensive side today. Underneath, 1-0. Facing right-handed pitchers, Marley Hogue batting a .422. So 2-0 for Hogue. Make it 3-0, and there'll be a quick time called by Marissa Farias. Babasa remains on first, has yet to take off after her single to lead off in the bottom of the third. Betting on deck for the Warriors. Rio pitch. That'll be strike one. No pressure at all from Hogue there. Let that pitch go and nothing's going to hurt. Hogue gets underneath it, pops it up into the gap. Perfect for Marley Hogue as Babasa gets over to second. Hogue stands on first with her single. That will now bring up Addie Mettings for the Warriors and have Camarena on deck circle. Looks like head coach Asia Cooper is going to make the change. It will be Emily Bigley coming in for Marley Hoag. Bigley, the 5'1" junior out of Sacramento, played at Pleasant Grove High School, will be running in place there. Babasa just ahead of her. One out in the bottom of the third, two runners on. One oh for Meddings. 1-1. Meddings had a ground out straight back to Gamble in her first at bat. She was the leadoff batter in the second. One ball, one strike, one out. Meddings makes solid contact, deep left field. And the catch is made, and no one will be able to advance. So Meddings is the second out of the inning. Camarino right now going 1-for-1 on at-bats and a single into left field. Fifth batter this inning for the Warriors. Camarino gets underneath. One ball, no strikes, two out. The 1-0, Camarino watches it. 1-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Babasa a little shy to try to take over to third. Camarina got over to short, but in position was Cuellar to make the stop. The two runners left on base for the Warriors, and it's a 1-0 lead. Stanislaw over East Bay.
For the past 5 years, Price Ford of Turlock has been a steady supporter of our local programs and schools. They contribute to Stan State Athletics and many organizations throughout our area. Each year, they provide FFA scholarships to students from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you'll even see them buying animals every year at the fair, supporting kids from across the county. We appreciate the team at Price Ford of Turlock for their continued involvement and the way they show up for our community. To learn more, visit priceFordofTurlock.com.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. I'm the voice of choice, Levi Flores, live in Turlock as the Warriors leading Cal State East Bay in game two of today's doubleheader, 1-0. Other scores around the CCAA, San Francisco State takes down Chico State 11-2, and San Marcos, the number one team in the conference and number two in the nation, took down Dominguez Hills 3-2. So now top of the fourth. East Bay has Gomez at the plate. Warriors continue to pitch Yaya Himes and Marley Hoag behind the plate, who is this week's Warrior Spotlight, or today's Warrior Spotlight at least. Hoag led Stan State offensively in its road series at Chico State, accounting for the team's production over the final two games. He recorded back-to-back multi-hit games on Saturday, going a combined 4-for-6, 4 RBIs, producing all of Stan State's hits and driving in all of the team's runs in the doubleheader. For the series, she hit .571, 4-for-7, and was steady defensively and limited opportunities, posting 100 fielding percentage on the weekend while remaining error-free on the season with 8 total chances, 7 putouts, 1 assist. Grounder out into right field. We'll have Morales standing on first after Gomez nailed the ball straight back to Yaya, who made the catch. Contact made over to the dirt grass line, and the throw back. Did not quite get there in time, but she was able to make the catch. Have 2 outs against the Pioneers. Mercado watches a strike go by, 0-1. One runner on for East Bay. That's Morales on first. Some contact is made. The throw from third to first. Salas gets it into the glove of Rodriguez. 4 out, 3. We have more Warrior softball for you next as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
It's Warrior softball on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. I'm your voice of choice, Levi Flores. We are in the bottom of the fourth. Warriors up 1-0 over the Cal State East Bay Pioneers. Up to bat, it's Rodriguez to lead off. Starts off 0-1 against Gamble. One makes it 1-2. Contact made, got to it early. Rodriguez fouls it off. The 1-2 and early again. Rodriguez drops it straight down, and he will not be able to get there. Sadie Salas, she was walked in her first at-bat, the only player to get walked in this battle. Gamble puts in strike one. Oh, one pitch. Pops this one into left field and straight into the leather for out two. Two up, two down for the Warriors so far, and it's the bottom of the order for Pike. She had a sack bunt in her first at-bat, which was in the second inning. And now she returns to the plate. The bottom of the fourth, two innings later. Contact is made to center, but the catch is easily made out there. Three up, three down for Stan State. East Bay will be back up as we head to the fifth. It's 1-0, Stanislaus leading East Bay.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
1-0 Warriors leading the Pioneers at Warrior Softball Field. I'm Voice of Choice, Levi Flores, and it is the Pioneers' turn up at the plate. 4-0. We'll start it off. Himes struck her out her first time up, but now she'll make contact, but not enough power to get over the fence and too much to hit the gap. So a quick first out on just one pitch from Porto. Darius had a ground out to Himes on her first at bat. Here's the 1-0. Knocked into right. Oh, and the catch is made. Fantastic play by Maggie Pike to slide underneath. Two quick outs against the Pioneers, and that leads to Campos. Grounded out to shortstop in her first at-bat. It's Caitlin Bridgman in position as she hits that same direction. Contact made over to third. Salas makes the throw. Three up, three down, into the bottom of the fifth we go with the Warriors still up. 1-0.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Again Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? bring it in, trade up, or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Play It Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Kennesaw State softball leading 1-0 over East Bay. Warriors 1 run, 5 hits. East Bay no runs, 2 hits through 4.5. Sam State is at the top of the order. Montes de Oca had a bunt single in her first at-bat to start off the offense for the Warriors, and then had a ground out to second in her second at-bat. This is her third time up to the plate. 1-0 Gamble. Just underneath, ball two. Montes de Oca showed bunt, pulled it back. That's 3 straight balls. Gamble gets one in there, 3-1. The 3-1. That's ball four. Montes de Oca walked over to first. That is the second walk of the game for Gamble. Montes de Oca on first. Pabasa showing bunt brings the bat back. Montes de Oca will get over cleanly. The throw was never even attempted from Ferrios. One zero for Pabasa. Two at bats, one hit. He had a single that grounded out to center field. Goes bunt, pulls it back again. 2 balls, no strike. A little too high, that's ball three. The 3-0 pitch will finally hit the zone. 3-1. Pabasa, contact, center field. Montes de Oca stays put at second. The fly out from Pabasa to earn out one of the innings. Looks like Cal State East Bay is going to make a pitching change here. Gamble able to get through, I believe, 4 1/3 inning. And in place, we'll see the return of Marissa Quintero, the junior out of Whittier. We'll be warming up for East Bay. She pitched a complete game in game one of the doubleheader.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
One out in the bottom of the fifth. Warriors leading 1-0 over Cal State East Bay. Caitlin Bridgman struck out her first at-bat, had a fly out to right field in the second. Now her third time up, and she's going to have to reface Quintero. Just like we saw in game one. Bridgman dribbles this one in the dirt. Montes de Oca gets back to second, but Bridgman is beat out to first. Harley Hogue returns to the plate for the Warriors. First pitch underneath, one ball, no strikes. Montes de Oca led it off in this inning. She was walked by Campbell. Bassa had to fly out to center field, and then Bridgman was the first to go against Quintero in this game. 1-1 for Hogue. Two outs. Checks it, escapes the glove of Quintero, but a quick throw over from second to first will have the Warriors scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. It is still Stan State leading 1-0 over East Bay. We have two more innings to go.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029. Or visit us online at ModestoSubaru.com. Modesto Subaru, adventure starts here.
Five innings through. It's Stanislaus State softball on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. The Warriors earned a run in the bottom of the second. No other runs have been scored the entirety of the game. And right now, the East Bay Pioneers, they're at the bottom of the order. Block would usually be in this place, but instead they bring in Reagan Hallett, the sophomore out of Scottsdale, Arizona, to bat in place. He was brought in once in game one, struck out in that time. Now she has to face Yaya Himes, who has an early 0-1 count. One ball, one strike. Hallett, contact to third, picked up. Salas, easy throw. Great job by Sadie Salas, digging in the dirt. Take that one up before it has a chance to go into left field. Got to her feet, made the throw over. An early out. Back to the top of the order. This one bounces off the thigh of Yaya Himes and will earn a single for its Quayla. Yaya Himes says she's good after being hit by the ball off the bat of Quaylar. So one out. Quaylar on first. Gomez, left-handed batter, will be at the plate. Yaya just slings it right through the zone. Gomez yet to reach base in game two. Had it ground out. Their first at-bat, line out, and her second. One ball, one strike, one out. Contact down the third baseline. Foul. Gomez fouls it off again, a little too late to the ball. The 1-2 dribbles down. Rodriguez able to make the tag, 4-2, but if there is an advancement, and Quaylar gets over to second. That brings up Morales. Two outs in the top of the sixth. Yaya gets it a swing. High flying pop out. Gets over to second as the catch is made by Babasa. Still no run scored by the East Bay Pioneers. The Warriors up 1-0, and it's the bottom of the sixth when we come back after this message from Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Stanislaus State Warrior softball on Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. The Warriors with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Leading off here is Addie Mettings, who's not been on base in game two yet. Had a ground out and a fly out, so she's able to make contact It's all about finding those gaps. Two balls, no strikes. Gamble was replaced in the last inning by Quintero, who pitched a complete game in the first of today's doubleheader, over 120 pitches in that battle. Mettings in no trouble at all, three balls, no strikes. Gets one in the zone. 3-1. Quintero winds and pitches. Mettings gets underneath, and this will pop in and out of the glove, but still find the hands of first baseman Jasmine Morales for the first out of three. Camarena to the plate next. Rodriguez in the on-deck circle. Camarena responsible for one of the five hits by Stansby. The 1-0 off the elbow pad of Camarena in a free base. Camarena will head to the dugout, and in her place running will be Moxie Barton, the sophomore out of Los Banos. Rodriguez had a double into center field that brought in the lone run in the battle all the way back in the second inning. She bunted in her second at bat that led for being out at first. Quintero, three straight balls. 3-0, one out. Barton on first. Got it right through the middle. The 3-1 pitch from Quintero. And it's right back into the glove of first baseman Jasmine Morales, making her second catch in the inning. Barton remains on first after she took the place of Camarena, who was hit by the pitch. Pop out from Mettings, who led off the inning. Pop out from Rodriguez, and now it's Salas' turn, who had a walk in her first at-bat and a flyout to left in her second. Thank you. Two goals, no strikes, two outs. Salas swings and misses, 2-1. Maggie Pike, bottom of the order and on deck if Salas is able to get on base. The 2-1, Salas checks it off. Two's across the board. The 2-2. The first base umpire is going to say she didn't cross the plate on the swing and it hit her, so she gets a walk, and now two are on for the Warriors. Two of the last four batters been hit by the pitch, but it looks like the officials are going to have another conversation just to make sure. So as it stands right now, two runners are on for the Warriors. Salas at first, Barton at second. It would be Maggie Pike at the plate with two outs in the bottom of the sixth and the Warriors up 1-0. As the officials have the conversation and might head to the replay center, we will take a look at your local sponsor.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
Stanislaus State Warrior Softball and Flow College and BlueChipBroadcasting.com. The umpires at the replay center checking out Salas, see if she did get hit by the pitch and if the bat went across that plate. And while they're making their decision, enjoy this message from Katana Sushi.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Umpires having their final conversation before bringing us the call. So the call is now changed, so Salas will have to come back to the plate facing a 2-2 count with two outs. And Barton will have to head back to first. Pike back to the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the sixth. Warriors lead 1-0. Salas will let it go, and there's strike three. End the inning instead, and we head to the seventh. The Pioneers need at least one run to stay alive in this battle.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Top of the seventh at Warrior Softball Field in Turlock. The Warriors leading 1-0 over the Cal State East Bay Pioneers. Warriors looking to get themselves out of the conference hole. They're just ahead of San Francisco State. They're both 4-8 in conference play and just a couple games back from being in that conference tournament. First batter up for East Bay. Knocks one into the right field. The catch is made for out one. Mercado to the plate now, has yet to get on base in game two, had a pop out directly at the plate in which Harley Hogue was able to catch, and then a ground out over to third in which Salas was able to make the play to Rodriguez at first. One out. Umpire says too low, 1-1. Contact is made into the grass. Easy catch by left field Ava Montes de Oca. Two down, just one more to go for the Warriors. Yaya gets it in the zone, 0-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. The 1-1 pitch. Got her to swing at it, fouled off. There's one more needed from Yaya Hines. Barry S. in the on-deck circle, hoping to have an opportunity. Hines gets her to swing again. A little bit of contact made, enough to keep her in the box. One, two, swung at right field. Yes! The catch is made in right field. Maggie Pike puts it in the glove for out three, and there's no need for the bottom of the seventh as the Warriors escape with a 1-0 victory in game two of the doubleheader. They have a doubleheader tomorrow as well against the Pioneers of East Bay. Join us for that, but don't go anywhere yet. We'll have your player of the game right here on Flow College and Blue Chip Broadcasting.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare Supplemental Insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee he will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. At Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going, working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it.
I'd rather have chicken nuggets. You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Life doesn't wait, so why should you? At Modesto Subaru, we've got the adventure-ready lineup that keeps up with you. Daily drives, weekend escapes, or chasing your four-legged co-pilot, Subaru makes every trip more fun. Come experience what's fun, what fits your life, and what's ready today, right here at Modesto Subaru. Because the stories don't start with someday, they start with Subaru. Modesto Subaru, love It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Visit us at 4360 McHenry Avenue, Modesto. Call 209-248-0029 or visit us online at modestosubaru.com. Modesto Subaru. Adventure starts here.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Again Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today. Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Again Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Again Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Stanislaus State Warriors softball in Turlock. We have our player of the game, Yaya Hines, yet again. Welcome back to the broadcast. So, 24 batters faced, 65 pitches. Unbelievable performance, only allowed 3 hits and no runs. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm really happy with the outcome. I'm really, really happy, and I can't wait to get back out here again tomorrow and try to do it all over again.
Now, Cal State East Bay, the number 7 team in the nation, coming in. Won the first game, it was a close one, 4-3. But then you come in, pitch the complete game, and when you're out there in the pitching circle, it's just a whole different idea on the field. Like, you can just tell that you bring a different energy to the team. And when you're facing off against the batters, it seems like it's there. When a batter is in that box, what are you thinking compared to what you think they're thinking?
I try to keep my head really clear when I'm up there. I actually have, like, not too many thoughts going. I can't really hear either dugout either, and I kind of just focus on getting the job done. I know that I always try to tell myself, like, I'm better. Be better. Like, you know you got this. Like, just go out there, throw strikes, and have a great time is what I'm trying to tell myself. Like, have such a good time. I love softball, and so that's why I came back to playing softball. And, you know, even in these tough situations, like, I just got to go out there, give it my all, win or lose, and that's how I kind of just get ready for the games. I love to win. So I love to go out there. I love to win. I love to throw strikes.
The great mentality. If you don't like winning, then, you know, what are you?
Right.
So one of the three hits that was allowed came right back at you, hit off your thigh. You good?
Yeah. I won't miss my spot again. That's for sure. Yeah. Won't miss my spot. Stung a little bit, but we'll be fine.
Awesome. What's the plan for tomorrow and the doubleheader?
Plan for tomorrow is same as today. Just come out strong. I'm not sure which game I'm throwing yet. So kind of just be mentally prepared. Go one or go two, or, you know, close one or two or start. So just eat well tonight, get some good rest, drink a lot of water, and get back out here tomorrow first thing and get ready to go, whether it's first or second.
We look forward to seeing you out there, but have a great night tonight and two good games tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
That's Stanislaus State Warrior Softball on Flo College and Blue Chip Broadcasting. For my entire Stanislaus State crew, I've been the voice of choice, Levi Flores. We will see you tomorrow.